In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this week, we're speaking to a gorgeous pea shoot who lives in rural Victoria.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional swear word, but maybe not this
not today.
Week. Maybe in the cry laugh difference, who knows? So put your headphones in, please enjoy a little bit of just a couple of people squawking at you and, yeah, enjoy. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
I'm very excited to speak to our guest today.
Me too.
You should have heard the pre-record, please, because we could not get this to work.
I know. And then the joy from all three of us when we got it working.
Should have had it recording. We could have put it in.
We should have. It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. Anyway, hello, Holly.
Hello.
Hi, Holly. We're so thrilled to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's get to asking questions and then we'll get right into it. So, okay, tell us about music that you like to listen to in the good or the tricky times.
So, when I'm sad or feeling a bit down, I like to listen to like sad songs. Mm. And one of my favourite songs recently had been, it's really cheesy, but I like it, like Part of This World and The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yes.
Part of your world. Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful. Being a teenager with CP, I'm in a very different world to my peers.
Yes.
I really like it.
Yes, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, very, very true.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you won any awards at school?
I have. Yay. In the past couple of years, I've topped a couple of my classes. And last year, somehow, I won a scholarship.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh. But, yeah, one of my awards, it was like a 2% difference or something. I was like, wow.
Oh. You're smart.
Yes.
Smart pea shoot.
Yeah. That's right. Very smart. Well, we love to hear all about it. What was the scholarship for?
So it was just a scholarship to pay for my school fees and stuff.
Excellent.
And I think it was like a two-part, so it was like because I was academic, but also for being like a good person.
Oh, too. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad it's not just for academic people. We want good people to get it.
As well, that's right.
Yeah, which is kind of a good award because it had both of them.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we don't mind a scholarship here.
We do have some. That's true. Kate has a few in this house.
Not me, myself, personally.
Okay, and then our last question is, why are you a member of the Pea Tribe? Tell us why you're a pea shoot.
So I'm a pea shoot because I have cerebral palsy, diplegia.
Diplegia, yep.
So my two legs are both affected,
mm-hmm.
but also my hands are a bit affected too, but not a lot.
Mm.
And obviously my speech is a bit odd. Yeah.
Wow. And has your mum told you about when you were diagnosed?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed. I think they found I wasn't developing properly yet. Hearing those milestones. So yep. that they, we were sent to a pediatrician yep. here in Mildura,
mm-hmm.
which is where I live. And then I think I was about, I think we worked it out a couple of months ago. I think I was like 1 3/4.
Yeah, okay.
So fairly little. So then, yeah, so we were sent to Adelaide to do like MRIs and EEGs and all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, they found scar tissue on the brain. So, yeah.
Were you born early or was...
No.
No? Mm.
So I find this funny, but I'm actually an overdue baby.
Oh, overdue, right.
Which I think most people I know with CP were prem.
Prem, yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's sometimes all sorts of reasons, isn't there?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, how did you find out about our podcast?
So I found out about Listen Able.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, this sounds interesting. I listened to it. Then I was binging it and got up to your bit. And I thought, this sounds really interesting. So I thought, you sounded funny. So I thought, I'm going to listen to this. And yeah. I really enjoyed it, so yeah.
Oh, thank you, because we got an email from you and we were just so thrilled. Oh. And so we were like, we have to get you on.
Yeah, it was so, so cool. Oh. And yeah, Listen Able is really cool. We've had a few.
Lots of people heard us on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah. Well, how about we start with, what can you tell us a little bit about your memories when you were little about what life was like?
So I remember going... So I was at daycare full time.
Right.
And we always used to do my exercises during the day.
Uh-huh.
And I had an aide with me all day. And yeah, I was really well supported. And I remember having AFOs on.
Yep, AFOs. Where did you get those? Did you have to go to Adelaide for those or Melbourne? Or
I think so. We started in Melbourne. I think I have them done there. But then I think I had them done locally.
Okay.
For a while.
Hmm. Mildura is very big. Like, it's a big country town for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, it's about 30,000. So I think there was a guy who came up here.
Right. I reckon it might have been David. People from Ortho Kids.
Yeah, or Mark or someone.
Hmm.
Just a general man's name.
Any man's name.
Yeah, it's just someone. But then I think I had a couple.
Was it Ken? Was it Ken?
Oh,
you might not remember.
I can't.
Oh, that's okay. It's just AFO talk here, people. Just, you know.
Yeah. But then I think I had to meet in Adelaide once.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been around the shops.
And did you have to have speech therapy and OT? What are some of the other things?
Yeah. So we did all the early intervention stuff, which I don't really remember. It's really funny, though. Mum and then there's all these people then.
Yes.
Like, we see them around town and like, who's that? Like, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, they that's what you. I'm like. Yeah, because they've been in your house or you've gone to their clinic.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been very lucky that I've stayed with the same physio right through my childhood.
Right. Yep.
Good.
And did the physio come to your house or did you go to their studio or?
I reckon she used to come to daycare.
Yeah, she would have. Yep.
I reckon. But now we see her in a clinic or she come back to school.
Yeah, okay. I also want to say too that we, because you're under 18, I did check with your mum that this was okay to record today. Yeah. So I just wanted everyone to know that.
You're only just under 18.
Yeah, that's right. You're nearly 18.
Yeah.
What year are you in at school?
5 months to go.
Oh, 5 months to go.
Ah.
Yeah, you can. Year 12. Oh, yeah. Big year.
This is a big year for you.
Yeah, very stressful.
Yes, very stressful.
Very. Okay, well, let's take you back to when you started school. Can you remember anything about primary school and what that was like for you?
Yeah, so I went to a little, so we live, but then we went out of town a bit and there was a little primary school, probably a couple of k's for the house.
Yep.
And, yeah, but that was all, that was really fun. I got a full-time aide, so yeah, I was really well supported.
Great.
Had lots of, and it was kind of good because there were about 10 other people your age, you all just made friends with each other. So now I'm still friends with them now in year 12.
Oh.
But yeah.
That's awesome. And so the school was really small.
Yeah, it was. I reckon it was only probably 40 kids there, we were in. Yeah, it was a cute little school. Yeah.
And did you say, you had a full-time aide, didn't you?
Yeah, we got full-time funding.
Yeah, terrific.
It was handy.
And what was some of the tricky things about school, can you remember? Obviously, was sport hard or how did they help you?
Yeah, I've never been good at it. But yeah, I suck.
I see them.
Well, me too.
My handwriting isn't that good because I haven't got the fine motor skills.
Mm.
So, my writing would be, really big and really messy.
Mm.
But I reckon by grade one, I was on a computer full-time.
Yeah,
excellent.
Typing.
Good.
Because, it's a lot easier for me to type than to write.
Yes.
Yep. And now most of the kids are doing that anyway, heaps and heaps of kids. Well, I know one of my boys uses a computer, but it's not like it's something terribly unusual, you know? Like it's
you don't stand out.
No.
No. And my teacher's been really good. Like they send me my booklets and whatever I need and I just type it all up and
Yeah. You must be very good at typing.
I am. I reckon last year I started typing without looking at the keyboard.
Wow.
Because I've done it for so long.
Yeah, it's like a second language.
That's a proper typist.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, I know my daughter found art a little bit difficult, you know, getting in and doing clay and painting, and how did you navigate those subjects?
Yeah, I suck at art.
fair because I'm sure you are really creative.
I can never do it. Like, you see people sitting there drawing all these things. Like, how do you do that? And same with painting and, knitting. I can't knit. I'm like, arts and crafts aren't very fun for me.
That's what's good about high school. Because all of a sudden you don't have to do those subjects.
That's
you can choose what you're good at.
I know.
Whereas junior school, everyone has to do the same.
Yeah.
I know,
And what about your friendships? How did they work?
As I said before, the year small school, you were kind of friends with everyone.
Yeah, that's right. You did say that. Sorry.
But it can get a bit tricky because they live. Like, my life is very different to what they're living.
Yes.
So sometimes hard to understand what they might be going through because I'm going through something completely different to what they are.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And were you invited to parties? Were you included that way?
Yeah, I was actually because, I went to, everyone's party and, and being in a small community, we kind of, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah. It's harder to leave people out. Well, I'm sure people still do, but it's cruel. It's more cruel to leave people out.
And what about high school? Yeah. How was that?
High school was, year 7 was a bit rough because my year 6 wasn't that great.
Right.
The school wasn't, I'm in school in year four.
Right.
And they were a bit of a rectum to me and mum.
Oh, rectums.
Oh, yeah. Holly. They basically, I think it was year six. When was it? Year six, like halfway through the year. And they basically had mum in for an SSG one day.
Yep.
And they basically told her that I had no social skills and that I wouldn't make any friends with her.
Oh, no.
Oh, Holly. Yeah.
Oh, your mum must have been angry and sad.
She was not very impressed. Right?
No, I'm sure
and
she wasn't.
We got my mini report, and the first line was like, Holly had no social skills.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no comment that my academic ability.
Holly.
Got no social skills.
Listen to this, schools. Listen.
Yeah, listen. And also, listen to this person who's on a podcast with amazing social skills.
Yes, that's right.
How did you get through that time?
Oh, lots of tears.
Yes, lots.
So we kind of worked through it and, kind of dealt with it.
Oh, my gosh. Did your mum talk to you about it? Did she say that that's what the school was saying?
Yeah, I think we had chatted about it.
Yeah.
And tried to work out what to do. But the school, it was really frustrating because they were pointing stuff out but weren't trying to help me fix it.
Yes, that is a really powerful statement because that happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like, well, you can't tell me something's wrong with me and not help me fix it.
Oh,
like,
Holly, I could cry my eyes out.
It's so true. I reckon every pea shoot and every parent will have heard that and just thought, why are you just telling me this? What are we going to do about it?
That is probably one of the most disappointing things. It was like, well, you're not helping with me with it. So,
I know. This will annoy some teachers, but I'm not our peaches. It's lazy.
Hmm.
It's really lazy.
Yeah.
And it's not good enough.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
No. So you would have been nervous going into year seven because you had such a tricky time from grade four to grade six.
Yeah, it was really tricky and I got a bit sick and but we got through year seven and we got through it. It was hard, but we did it. Now I'm at a really good high school.
Did you change schools?
My primary school only went out to year six.
Yeah.
So then I moved to, this really good school. All my friends are going in. Yeah, they've been really, really supportive.
Oh, great. Great.
What a big relief.
Yeah.
What about, I'd like to know, have you had any operations or Botox or what things have you had?
Yeah.
And have you spent time in hospital?
Yeah, when I was at diagnosed, they started me on Botox.
Yep.
I think it was over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been lucky. I haven't had any surgery yet.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So with the Botox, can you remember, did they put you in a cast afterwards to stretch you or you might not remember?
I reckon we only did that once when I was about seven. But, we never did the casting like what you did, no.
Maybe you did. Do you have spasticity?
Yeah.
You do? Oh, well, everybody's different, isn't it? Literally.
Right.
Everybody with cerebral palsy has different treatments and different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's good on you. You didn't have to deal with all those casts.
When you were talking about that, then really horrible.
You're like, high five to me.
You got to win in some areas.
Do you use a wheelchair at all, Holly?
No, so I'm fully on mobile, but we might be getting a scooter for my NDIS.
Yes, great.
Yeah.
Because my hip, my knee and my ankle aren't in the right alignment.
Mm.
So I get heaps of knee pain.
Mm.
And it's not really fun.
No.
Yeah, got into a point where I'm there on medication to try and manage it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get this scooter because it's like at school we get to walk up to like, we can go to where my school is, but like a little town pretty okay and a bit away from it.
And you, yeah.
And I can't walk up there because
of course
I'm
not.
In pain.
Yes.
And it's so exhausting.
Yes.
Like, yeah, so hopefully we're trying to get that through NDIS.
Yeah, yep. Are you doing any, like, are you involved in your NDIS plan now that you're a bit older? Or does mum do it all?
Oh, yeah, probably like a group effort. Like, we talk about what I want.
Yep.
What I need, but yeah. But yeah, mum mainly does like the coordinating of it all.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's what I'm starting to think about with my girls. Yep.
Mm, mm. Well, surely you're going to get that scooter. Sure.
Oh,
sure. Come on, NDIS.
No, if you don't, the P's, yeah. Like, the P's crying will, out loud, we'll fundraise.
We will fundraise and we'll storm Parliament. So just let us know. There'll be a sea of green. It'll be a P test, not a protest.
Yeah. Can you tell me what it's been like listening to us as mums and how you felt about that? Has there been times where you've been like, oh, you know, my mum didn't react like that or my mum did react like that? What's it been like?
It's been really interesting to have an insight at what mothers think of it because, like, I know with my mum, she doesn't really show it that much.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's been really, like, when you were talking about the diagnosis and all that stuff, like, I never thought in a million years that that type of stuff and how it affected both my parents.
Well, that's
so been really interesting.
Yeah, that's being a kid, though.
Yeah, you're not meant to worry about that.
No, you're not meant to. And because your parents love you unconditionally, the diagnosis doesn't matter.
No,
you know?
That's right.
So they're never going to display anything like that because they think you're awesome.
And the reason why I can say all that now is because my girls are so much older and they know I love them exactly how they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was more how I felt at that time, and I thought it would be good for people to hear so that other people don't feel like they're alone if they feel a little bit like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now that you are nearly an adult, I think you said to us before that you had a job. Where do you work?
So I work at Coles in town.
Uh-huh.
As a checkout chick, which has been really good.
Yep.
Great. How did you get that job?
So it was that my brother actually was working there and he kind of got me the job.
Yep.
Fantastic. Like,
that's what happens.
Yeah, that was it's not who you know. No,
yep.
Like, yes.
Yep, yep.
Not what you know. Who you know.
Yep.
You know.
Tell us, how many siblings do you have?
I've got two. So I've got an older brother who's 20 and a little brother who's 11.
Ah, and how do you get along with those two?
All right. Depends on the mood, I mean. all right. Me and the older brother we went through a phase where we would just fire that.
Yep.
And it was kind of like, we were arguing about who had the word, what was it? But who was going through the hardest thing? because I went through a phase when I was pre-15, 14, where I thought, if you didn't have a medical condition, that you had the perfect life.
Yes.
He'd been through some stuff. Yeah, so we were arguing about who had the hardest life.
Well, fair enough.
And all these, like, I'm not the most empathetic person, but, I mean, with a disability, you kind of get told that you've got a hard life and that everyone else has kind of got not easy, but
yeah.
You don't it can be hard to understand what other people are going through because you're going through so much yourself.
Yes, that's true. And it's also, I think that you get better at that the older you get. So yes. I think, and I say this with having had girls your age who are awesome people, and you're probably not like this, but teenagers can be a tiny bit selfish. And so that's normal teenage behaviour. So, you know, and I'm sure, you know, your brother has been through heaps of stuff, but it's different to you. So it's really hard to, it's very hard. I do that. I went away this weekend and I was doing that myself. So But you see, you're aware. Wow. I don't think I was aware till I was about 30.
That's right.
So you're well ahead of us.
Yeah, so I think it took me being maturing to understand what other people go through happens and not just me.
Mm.
And then, like, listening to your podcast, like, I have people who have diagnoses and all that stuff, and now I kind of understand more what they're going through. And like, I have friends who are peeling, they got peeling.
Yes.
And then I really understand more about what they go through.
Wow. Well, we're all learning from each other around here.
Yeah. I think over the past week, 2 years or so, I really have matured and learned how to be more empathetic and understand people. And
Yeah, well, I think you're pretty great.
Oh my gosh, what an awesome person, Holly.
And so, what subjects at school are you doing?
So, I'm doing English, math, method, chemistry, biology, and HHD.
Oh my gosh.
Are you going to be a doctor, Holly? What are you aiming for? It's amazing.
Yeah, so probably either physio or OT.
Yes.
Yeah, something like, I really want to work in pediatrics.
Yes.
My whole life in that system. And I really think I could help, especially teenagers, because we're so different from everyone else. I think
yes.
I could really help and understand what they're going through.
Yes,
100%. It's really important.
Oh, we will be cheering you on.
We will. To just be, to see yourself reflected when you're going through something is actually priceless. So they would love it.
So what will that mean? Will you go somewhere for uni? Can you, what does uni look like for you living in Mildura?
So I'll probably have to move either to Melbourne or Bendigo to study. It depends what course I get into, but so I'll be moving down south for a couple of years.
Wow. Oh, have you thought about that much, about how what that looks like?
Not really. No. Okay, this is low.
I bet your mum's thinking about it.
Yeah.
You've got to get through year 12 first.
Yeah, let's finish year 12. That's true.
Yeah, I've got to survive this year.
Yeah, sorry, we're jumping ahead.
I'm not sure how it will look, how it will be. So, we'll probably try to work that out when we work out where I'm going first.
Oh, well, it will all work out. Yeah, that's right.
And that's why I'm going to keep telling myself that. I'm going to keep saying, everything will be okay. It doesn't matter. I'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah, well, look how long it took us to get the recording happening, and we got there.
And there'll be awesome people in Melbourne, if you end up in Melbourne, who can support you. Yeah. We know loads of people. And, wherever, there's awesome people. Yeah. I just think life will bring you the awesome people. That's what it does to us. So, yeah.
Oh, I've met, over the years, you meet so many amazing, like, doctors and physios and OTs and teachers and teachers. Like, you meet so many just amazing people by having a diagnosis.
You do, so actually. True. I feel like that as a mum. The world is so much more broad for me.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What about once you turn 18, have you thought about, like, you won't really be in the pediatrics world anymore? Do you?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
That's kind of scary.
Yes.
Because, yeah. I don't know. So right now I'm seeing doctors at the Royal Children.
Yes.
For my chronic pain.
Yes.
So they've been so good. Yeah, so I'm not sure what it looks like. And like, I've been put on the orthopedic waiting list too. So I'm not sure how it works once I turn 18. Like, what happens? Like, yeah, it's kind of scary. Like,
yeah, because the Royal Children's is so great. But I do believe they will so find good. You an awesome place to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And find you good.
There's stuff. A handover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what will the orthopedic surgery, is it going to be surgery, do you think? Is that what they're planning?
No, I think, no, we're just waiting for an appointment.
To be on their on their books, yep.
Yeah, I think, it was really random. Like, I think it was last week I came to Mum's house and she said there was a letter from them and we had no idea that they put me on the waiting list.
Right.
She got the letter.
That's a little tiny bit of bad communication.
You're just like, oh, hello.
Hello, yes. But I'm like, well, what does this mean? Like,
yeah,
well, yeah, but hopefully they'll be able to help and give us some advice on what to do. Because, like, it's really hard with knees because if you do exercises, you aggravate the knees.
Yes.
So if you don't do exercises, you're not strengthening any muscles.
Yeah.
So therefore you didn't work. So it's like we've been going out in circles forever. And yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to, tell me something good, I don't know.
Yeah, or just have a plan.
Yeah, I'm sure they will work to give you the best outcome. So whether that's surgery or not. They will.
Will you have to come down for that, or have you, like, how did you handle last year in the pandemic? Did you do lots of Zooms?
For school we did so many WebExes and all that. Yeah, it was so, because I'm doing lots of, some of my subjects involve, like, a lot of math work, and it's really hard to do math over freaking WebEx.
Yes.
Oh. But yeah, I was alright because I'm a very motivated person, but yeah, it was not easy.
And
I felt
not.
For all of you in Mildura because I thought, I don't think there's cases in Mildura.
No.
But you had to be shut down as well because you're right in the border in the corner of Victoria.
And we had to So we're on the border of the Murray River.
Yep.
And Mum works in New South Wales.
How did she do that?
They had to get border passes and line up every morning. Yeah, it was so difficult. And, we had no cases here. I think we had like three or something. But, people got so frustrated.
I bet.
Because, there was nothing up here. But we were still
locked down. And none of us were allowed to go there.
No.
We were all within our 5Ks.
Yeah, we couldn't leave our 5 kilometres. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a time.
Yeah. Oh, never done.
No.
But even for the 5-day lockdown, we were actually at risk because, so in the Melbourne airport, where that cafe was,
yes,
is where the Madura planes actually fly out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So they actually could have been close. The someone could have had it and taken it up here. So, yeah, that was a bit scary.
Yes, I bet it was.
It was up here. I think it would spread very quickly. Because there's only like a couple supermarkets that only.
Yes, it was.
We're in a very small, not a small state, but we all go to similar places and we're very connected.
Yes, yes, which is great and also not so great.
Makes
in a pandemic.
You vulnerable.
Yep. So, wow. And when you're doing your VC exams, do you get special consideration?
Yeah, so I did a year 12 subject last year. So I use a computer, I get a separate room, I have breaks, I have
good
extra time.
Good.
Yeah, I get lots of different things. But now we're trying to work out how I do my maths and chemistry exam.
Yeah.
Because you're going to show like you're working out. And my handwriting is readable, but if you're going to know, like my teacher knows what I'm writing because I haven't for years.
Yes.
But someone down in Melbourne probably had no idea.
Yes.
So we're trying to work out, well, how I do those things. So I think they've been talking to VCAR and I might be able to, like, use a whiteboard and then someone writes it on the exam paper.
Got it. Yes. Right.
Well, you'll definitely need extra time then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it would take forever, yeah.
Yes, it would. Oh, that's hard. I wish there was a better way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I just think maths method's hard. I don't think I could even do further maths. So.
Oh, yeah, it's so hard. And one of those subjects, if you get one little thing wrong, it stuffs the whole thing up.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So frustrating.
Oh, I know. Well, I haven't done maths probably since 1989.
So don't ask us for help, Holly, all right?
I believe you. And I'm very grateful for phone calculators.
Yeah, I reckon. Oh. I wanted to know too, what are some of the things that you think we can learn that you can teach us about how to keep being good mums to our kids?
Make them feel like they're validated and their problems are real and like do everything to help them and just make sure they're happy. I think that's the most important thing ever. Like, you could be anything, but as long as you're happy, I think that all that really matters in the world.
It's true.
And I think as a mum, that's all I want.
That's right.
I just want my kids to be happy.
Yep.
Wow, wise words coming from 17-year-old and 8 months, is it, Holly? No, not eight.
So we can't do maths. 5 months till she's 18, let's just say that.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Okay, so the priority is to make sure that we do whatever we can to look after our kids' heart and soul so that they feel happy.
Mm. Yeah, and comfortable. Yeah, I reckon that should be your main goal as a parent. As long as they're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Very, very.
And
very
what
true.
Makes you happy?
Having good food.
Good food.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah. You sound like someone I live with.
So Easter's been a good time for you.
Yeah.
It's Molly's favourite time of the year.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I love it because we get our public holiday breaks.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good.
So it's like real. It's such a good time of year.
It is. I prefer Easter to Christmas.
Yeah, do you?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I love Christmas and I love decorating, but there's just no pressure. Sometimes you go away.
Yeah, just
you get to eat chocolate. You don't have to cook.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Hot cross buns.
We weren't keeping with some family friends. And yeah, Mum hardly cooked and it was so relaxing.
And so yes. Do you feel relaxed when she's relaxed? Do you feel like you pick up on her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we know that.
Yeah.
So it might be an unfair question, but it's good for us to remember.
So do you often go camping?
No. Can I'm a girl guide, I go camping with them, but we're not there. Our family friends are there, we camp, like they've got caravans and all that type of stuff. But we're the summer campers who go once a year for Easter.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, where do you go? Oh, do you just camp along the river somewhere or?
No, well, technically we glamp, we go to caravan park.
Yes, I love a caravan park.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we don't really, a couple of years ago, because we only go camping at half an hour from home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, perfect.
So, we took a couch, we take a kettle. the first year we went, Mum took a TV.
I don't blame her.
She never been, so she thought, well, you might get bored.
Does she like watching Home and Away like my mum does?
No.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I just thought I'd ask. I have stayed at a caravan park in Mildura. I have. It was right on the road. The pool was right on the main road, one of the big fours.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. We went to the orange place. We did the tour of all the oranges. Oh,
yeah.
We loved it.
Yeah, it's a good town.
Yeah, it is a good town.
Yeah.
Apart from being hot.
It is hot. Yes. You are very right. You've got to have good air conditioning up there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised your mum didn't bring an air conditioner to the tent.
but it was like in Mum's house, we've got good air conditioning. It's so good.
Yeah, you need it. Nothing so tell us like about it. Girl guides. How long have you been a girl guide for?
So I've been in girl guides for 10 years.
Yeah, awesome. My girls were girl guides too.
Did they like it?
They did, but sometimes Molly got a bit frustrated with like the hand clapping games and the skipping and the, you know, some of that stuff. Yeah, she felt a bit frustrated because, and even though as a mum I love all those things, I want my girls to have access to those sort of fun everyday games. I could tell that was frustrating for her. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like when we do like even like arts and crafts.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a lot like of that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it can get a bit tricky, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But obviously you've handled it and for 10 years. So what are you called as you go up the ranks? There's different names, isn't there?
So I'm a junior leader. So I'm like, I just help out in the unit with our younger girls.
Oh, you'd be great at that.
Yeah. Quite fun. We do all types of stuff.
Mm. Is there any smaller children, little girls there with a disability that look up to you?
No, I don't think we do have any. No, I don't think we do have any kids with additional needs in my unit, but I know in other units there is a couple.
Right, okay, yep. Mm. And you said your brother does cubs, you told us that. So he goes on camps. So you said you go on camps. How do you do that? Are you on your own or does someone help you?
Yeah, so usually on my own and I can dress myself and do all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But when I went to New Zealand in 2016.
Fantastic.
And we took a wheelchair because there was lots of walking.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. New Zealand.
I can't walk that fast.
No.
So we took a wheelchair. And if I needed time, I think, my leader who came from the group was like my person I would go to if I needed anything.
Yes. Great. Good.
Yeah.
What was New Zealand like? Beautiful.
Oh, it was so good. So we were camping at a big showground.
Yeah.
And we were putting up tents. Oh. And we got so sunburned.
Oh, no.
I got really sunburned in New Zealand.
Did you?
The ozone
layer.
Yeah. So I think it was like 24 degrees or something. They're usually here. That's not that hot.
Yeah,
you get summer.
Yeah, you're deceived by that. Mm. But it's like Tassie. Yeah. I think that's where the majority of the hole is, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's worse in New Zealand.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so by the second our lips were so sore, because it wasn't hot. We wouldn't put sunscreen on.
Yes.
Sunburn. Oh. And it was windy and we were trying to put up these bloody tents.
Sounds terrible.
And we were there all day. Oh, it was so tiring.
Yes, I bet it was tiring.
Oh.
Can I just ask you about feeling tired? Because I know Molly gets much more tired than her sister. Is that how's your sleep? Do you get very tired at the end of the day?
Yeah, by the end of most times I fall asleep on the couch. I'm so exhausted from like every day.
Yes.
But also, because of my knee pain, it can keep me up night too.
Yes.
Before I was seeing RCH, I was taking so long to get to sleep and it was awful.
Because you're in pain.
But now because I'm on medication, I'm actually sleeping so much better and waking up and feeling so good, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. That makes me want to cry knowing you were lying in pain.
Yes, horrible.
Yeah, I've spent nights crying bed over
It's not fair.
Not getting better is such a hard thing.
Yes, it is.
Through my childhood, I've been really, I wouldn't say lucky, but I've been really fortunate with my CP. But after I turned 16, it's gone downhill like a lot. So before I was 16, I had hardly any pain. It was really well managed. But yeah, now it's gone downhill and over last year, it slowly got worse, and it's awful.
Maybe that's why they're referring you to the orthopedic people.
They want you to have a better life.
Maybe they're trying to think about what things could we do to help you.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's why they're doing it. Yeah,
it's very common for people with cerebral palsy to have some orthopedic help.
Mm. Yeah, like all the people, like you see things on Instagram and all that, there's like heaps of people who have surgery and that helps them. So hopefully they'll be able to help.
Yes, I really hope so.
I do. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We'll keep, and if you're in the Royal Children's, we'll come and visit you, right?
Yeah, we sure will.
Yeah.
I know exactly where to find you. We're going tomorrow, actually, to have big appointments all day, x-rays and all sorts of things. So,
it's Mandy's place.
Now, I think we could talk to you for hours.
Yes.
But I think it's probably time for me to ask the question, is there anything we've missed that you want to tell the world?
Just make people feel validated. Like if someone's coming to you with an issue, it could be a pain or a patient. Just let them feel validated. Like, you might not understand or have no idea or disagree with what they're saying, but just make them feel validated. I think that's the most important thing for doctors, for teachers, for family, friends. It makes people feel validated, and that would make a huge difference in their life.
Mm.
Oh, actually, that's perfect. That's really the whole podcast.
It is, Holly. Yep.
Listen to people. Make them feel validated.
Oh. We're speechless.
Yes, we are.
That's probably the first time. You got us. You got us right in the heart, Holly. You got us. We think you're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we can't wait to meet you one day.
We would love to meet you one day. And my girls would love to meet you.
Yes.
And we will be cheering you on. Thank you for your time.
Yes.
And I know the peas are going to love this episode.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, how can they not? You're absolutely divine.
You are.
And thanks for going to three different computers and all the different... Yes. Just so we could get this and working.
Let us know how you go with your VCE, with your exams.
Yes, we want every day.
Stay in touch, okay?
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful. Okay, see you. Bye. Wow, Holly, wasn't she beautiful?
I was going to say one of my favourite episodes.
Oh, I think it might be my favourite.
Thank you, Holly. You were so generous with your time, and I think there's a tiny bit of the laughing that we got recorded, but most of it we didn't, but I'll get the sound engineer to pop it in.
You did it. Good job.
Oh, my gosh. That was hard fought.
That you worked really hard for that. Well done. It's not like we can pop up to Mildura and help you.
Just hear us all laughing. We can't believe we all got on that.
It was tricky.
Zencaster we use.
Zen caster. I know it's good, but it gives
so
me grief.
It's so good. You just have to put your headphones in.
Yeah.
And that causes problems because
every
we can
time.
Hear ourselves. Oh, anyway.
You should hear Mandy. You should hear Mandy. You should hear Mandy.
Yeah.
You should hear Mandy.
That's what it's like for us.
We can't.
No.
We can't. Anyway, yeah. Right. Anyway. Let's talk about our cries, make a difference, laugh.
Yes. Anything make you cry, Jose?
I think it was around Easter time. Mm. So I don't know when this episode's going to go out.
Yeah.
But I think just for me as a person that still has not been in the church, the lack of rituals, gets me and I don't know what to do.
A beautiful pee, because I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, were you?
And I put a little thing up on our Insta story saying, we see you if Easter's tricky. And this person just wrote back, it's really hard when you don't go to church anymore.
Yes.
And I was like, that's sort of what I was saying without saying
yes.
that. So, yeah, it is tricky.
You just don't know where you belong anymore.
No.
You just don't know what to think.
I know.
I'm trying to come up with new, you know.
Something
for the family, but it's really.
But I don't think they need anything. Like, my kids are just really happy to eat some Easter eggs and have a hot cross bun.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? They really are happy. So, I know, it's in our head.
Yeah.
And then I think, and the upside is, I didn't have to do any preparation. I didn't have to prepare for a song service. I just got
to think about how many times you have to go to church at Easter. So you go Good Friday and you go Sunday. Like, it's a lot. Yeah.
I just got to sit and eat hot cross buns. So that's really, really good.
Well, what I've replaced it with, which comes into my Make a Difference, is the Good Friday appeal.
Yeah.
So that's become our ritual with my family. And we used to do a cake store, but not anymore.
No way.
All day the girls are just – so we set up a two peas in a podcast. Last year I did it just for my family.
Yes.
Set up a virtual tin.
Yes.
So this is for Melbourne, for the Royal Children's Hospital. They always do the Good Friday appeal. It's 90 years old this year.
Yes.
It's a way of raising money. Now, last year, obviously, the pandemic was just happening. So they set up these virtual tins. And so I did one, and I think we got $700 just for my family.
Which is like, you just donate online.
Yeah, it's just online.
We did put it on our Facebook and our story.
Yeah, and if you're watching me, I was going berserk.
And even like – number one daughter just kept screenshotting me there. We were just in different rooms.
Mom, look at this.
Yeah, we were beside
ourselves. So my girls. It was just and people donating money. Molly was like, has grandpa donated? I said no. So then we went out. So Auntie Lacey cooked us a beautiful roast dinner.
Aww.
So we went there and then Molly's straight to grandpa. He's like, all right, okay. So he donated money.
We were away for Easter, so P friend Lorraine donated and then she made her husband donate as well.
Because I was like, let's get to the top 10. Oh, no, we're in the top 5. So we came fourth.
Yeah, unbelievable.
$6,400.
Next year we're going to get 10 grand. We're going to be at the top. So
I want to beat Melbourne Storm,
so
for goodness sake.
Come
on. How dare they?
Melbourne Storm, they've got way more money. How many fans would they have? 80,000, 100,000?
Yeah.
We got 5,000. So
I know.
We kicked butt, and we are going to be up the top of that leaderboard next year. Not that I'm competitive, but this is a really good thing.
I got really competitive.
Oh, same.
I was like, come on, Pease.
Mandy and I, you don't want to see the messages when we're overtaking people.
Molly was like, who's that person?
I don't know.
I was like, then I looked at their story and then I start crying.
I know,
it's their
beautiful
child,
stories.
You know? But I was like, but I'm still going to beat them.
But they're happy for us to beat them.
I know.
Because all the money goes to the Royal Children's.
That's right. So, you know, you don't have to, but the people that wanted to, it was such.
And
that,
the messages were beautiful.
The messages were beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It made me cry.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
And you couldn't have made, and Millie went away and she just kept texting me, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah,
what's happening?
I know. We're
and
all
I was like,
obsessed.
Yes. And she goes, you need to promote it more. I was like, okay,
we
are.
We just got in a bit late, Millie, but next
year we'll get it going.
Start
right?
of April or whenever, a month out, that's
so
all
anyway,
you're going to hear.
Thank you, Peas. And
yes,
I know every
you.
State has their own children's hospital, but the Royal Children's in Melbourne is very famous. It's a big deal in the Southern Hemisphere.
It is.
For a lot of families. Yep. Children come from other countries.
Other states. You know,
that's right. Yep. And even in terms of our surgeon we had, Prof, he was the leader in the Southern Hemisphere working with children with cerebral palsy. So,
and we're very proud of our hospital.
We are. I'm very proud of it. Yep. And, yeah, as I said, I'm going tomorrow, spend all afternoon there. So I'll just look around and think, where's my free coffee?
Where's my car park pass?
Where's my free car park after raising $6,400? I should have a T-shirt that says, we raised. I don't think the people in X-ray will care.
Yeah, I don't think they would either.
No, but anyway, yeah, so that was my make a difference. Thank you, Pete.
Yes, thank you, thank you. So my make a difference also is that exact same thing because it was so amazing. And then we went away for the Easter weekend, which I know this is probably 2 weeks or something since we've had Easter, but remember last year we were in lockdown and then we were in lockdown for nearly all the holidays.
Yes.
And the house that we rented had an outdoor open fire.
Oh,
and
love
we
it.
Sat around there and we just talked and sometimes the footy was on and sometimes
better.
I just thought, am I ever going to take this for granted again? Maybe I will. But we all just kept looking at each other saying, I can't believe we're here.
Doing this.
How great is this?
Oh.
Just constantly affirming ourselves like, this is amazing. I'm so glad I'm here with you.
Yeah.
And I just thought, it just made such a difference to be away and be happy, if that makes sense.
Well, we haven't had it for a long time.
No, we haven't. Yeah. And it was just lovely. The house had a pool and a river, which I know if you've got pea shoots under the age of 10 has just filled you with absolute horror.
That's true.
But believe me, hours was spent in that river, skimming stones, making dams, the whole lot. And my beautiful friend Rachel, her kids, her son Bailey is so amazing with Buzz and Woody, and he just takes them off and they do things for ages and and of course they
age
love
appropriate
him. Yeah, really, yes. really you know, amazing.
It feels great.
Yeah, it was just made a difference.
Great.
So, yeah.
Great. Yep. Okay, you laugh?
All right. So the thing that made me laugh this week, actually I've laughed a lot, but I got some Easter chocolates from Kep Whiteley, who is, I don't know if you remember, back in the dark days of the pandemic, we had a countdown chocolate calendar from her and you could have one each day. She'd put them out for 6 weeks and then, of course, the pandemic
kept going. Lockdown came
back. Bought another box. Anyway, and her chocolates are beautiful. I know a few of the peas went and bought them after listening to us talk about them and I would encourage you to still do it. They're stunningly beautiful and they're so delicious. Anyway. She delivered them herself to my house.
Oh.
And I was telling the girls, because we were looking at them while we were away. I took some away with us. And I was telling everyone, but Scholarship and Number One Daughter were like sitting at the table and the rest of us were in the kitchen. And I said, oh, she's so cool. You'd really love her. She was wearing this really funky dress and she had like earrings that were like eggs. And Scholarship just turns to Number One Daughter and she goes, oh, Mum's going to make a new best friend. Next minute. That whirlwind is going to be in our house having gin and tonic.
Well, that's
just
the truth.
Laughed. I was like, actually, it's probably true.
Probably true. There's a lot
so
of
So if you're listening, Kep, you bring the chocolates, I'll bring the gin.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Anyway, we laughed a lot.
Well, not even make a laugh yet because I just remembered our beautiful friend Leanne who made from Etch41 who made the letters.
Oh, my goodness.
So we all bought the letters for our kids to put the little eggs in.
We can't show you them.
We can't show them because it's got all their names on it. But if you go to Etch41, she's a P.
And they're amazing.
Just was so great. So the girls have loved them.
Oh, yes. And you feel it like they're a wooden egg with acrylic on the front so you can see through it and you drop all the eggs in and
yes.
they're so pretty.
Yes.
You can line them all up. So I got them for all the big kids as partners as well.
Oh,
so
lovely.
We had, you know,
heaps.
Eight of them or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just look
they
awesome.
They look awesome.
Yep.
So I was so proud. Miss 10, you know, it was was a bit upset there wasn't an Easter egg hunt. But I said, well, remember the Easter Bunny must have known because of the Advent calendar. We
yes,
can't have
no.
any rogue chocolate.
We had the same conversation. There's no rogue chocolate
on the floor.
Too many
for the
animals.
Dogs.
Yes.
That's right.
So, yep.
Well, my laugh was last night, actually. our dog again, was loves to kiss yes. right on our mouths,
yeah, which
I cannot stand.
No, you can't. I know some people do it, but come on, dogs lick poo.
The girls love it. Anyway, yep. Molly was right up next to me and the dog's kissing her all over her mouth. And I said, stop it, stop it. It's so loud, you know. And she goes, ASMR. How do you know that? And I laughed for ages. I said, what does ASMR stand for? And she's just an audio whispering. I said, no.
That'll do.
That'll do. It was just so quick. I've been away with my book club and I've talked about how I do not like getting kisses from dogs. And the person shall remain nameless said, you should try it.
It's oh, quiet. No.
You might like it. We laughed for ages about that.
You should try it.
You might like it. She listens. I'll leave it at that. Oh, dear.
Peas. Hopefully when you hear this, there are still tickets available. Hopefully there's not, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
But we really want you to book tickets to our shows.
Live shows. Yep. Yarraville, 8th of May. Karalaika in Ringwood. 15th of May.
Yep. We've got very special guest coming. We might call a fat mole, but we love her.
Yeah.
If you listen to the podcast, you'll know who it is.
Yep.
There might be some other special guests.
Yeah.
And it's going to be just so beautiful to be in the room with you all.
I know. I think I'll just cry to be back together.
Yes. So the show's awesome, but more than that, all of us together. When we did the Sydney show, the guy that was behind the bar or I don't know, ran the venue, said to me, we've never had a show like this. All these women crying, laughing. He's like, they're just so uplifting. And I said, yes. Yeah, it was just, you know, it was a shine Jesus shine moment, wasn't it?
It was. And I really hope it's a place that you can come for a night where there isn't going to be any triggers.
Yes, I hope
you
so.
You know, and isn't that a gift?
Yeah, that is
I
a
mean,
gift.
There's always triggers everywhere yeah, I know for there everyone. Are, there's different triggers for different people. So I don't mean that we will be void of them, but maybe there'll be less.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
And to the person who sent me the email and signed off with Blaze, Spirit Blaze as their sign off. I love you and I wish I could make that my signature.
And the book. And the book. We're allowed to promote it now.
Yes, so go pre-order, please. I'm so scared we won't sell them.
I know, me too. The Invisible Life of Us.
Yes, we are recording that audiobook in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. thinking, am I going to be able to read it?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
I don't know, Kate.
I don't know.
Anyway, for all of you who say, is it coming on audiobook, which everyone did say.
I know.
It is, okay?
Yes, it is, most definitely. And remember, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Because it's a bit different to this, but we'll try our best.
It is a bit different to this. We will try our best.
Okay.
Rate
and review.
And you Acast supporters, we love you to the moon and back.
Yes, thank you.
You're making a difference in the lives of the booklet. You're making a difference in the lives of, like, Mandy and I being able to pay the sound engineer.
That's right.
And Elise to do the show notes because, you know, it's still tough. A lot of Melbourne businesses are doing it really, really, really tough. My business has done it really, really tough. And so without that money, I don't know how we'd keep going with the podcast. So
thank you. It makes
very,
a huge difference.
Very much.
Yes.
Okay, rate and review.
Okay, see you, peas. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.